You are listening to The Mindful Minute, meditations created for everyday joy. I'm Meryl Arnett, mama, meditator, and co-owner of Sacred Chill West. This podcast is recorded from my live Monday night meditation class, where we have a brief discussion followed by a 20-minute guided meditation. So welcome to part two of our September meditation series. This series is all about taking our meditation practice a little bit deeper. So the assumption is I've meditated at least somewhat, and I get the gist of like, I'm going to follow my breath. I'm going to let the thoughts do what they do. I'm not going to worry about them too much. I'm going to be pretty consistent with it. And then the question sort of becomes, what now? Right? Because we can do that. And the first couple days, it feels really good. And maybe the first couple weeks, it feels really good. But at some point along the way, it can get maybe a little boring. Or you can have a bad experience, like you did it, and instead of feeling good at the end, you felt a little worse at the end. And it makes us question, why are we meditating? Why are we practicing? So this series is meant to sort of give us the tools to take our practice a little deeper, to get more out of it. And we started last week by talking about really listening, deep listening to inside, right? So at this point, we're talking about listening to the actual thoughts that happen. And we're really just going to be expanding on that idea today. So one of the teachings within meditation is this idea of right speech, speaking so clearly, so truthfully, that we never have to go back and fix something that we said. We never have to go back and say, you know what, actually, I cannot do lunch with you tomorrow. I'm so sorry, I'm overcommitted, right? The idea behind right speech is that everything we say is promoting a level of peace and happiness within ourselves and with others. No easy task. And so I hope you all know that naturally we cannot possibly explore right speech unless we start talking about ourselves first, right? Which is a bummer, I know, because it's a lot easier to think about, I'm going to speak so kindly to others. And the minute you have to turn that mirror to yourself and say, I'm going to speak so kindly to myself, we all start to fix our shirts and our hair and our earrings and everything else because that is hard to do. That feels uncomfortable. And it's interesting because it might be one of the most frequent conversations I have actually, because all of the practices within meditation are like, start with yourself. You want to practice compassion? Start with yourself. You want to practice love? Start with yourself. You want to practice generosity? Start with yourself. And over and over and over again, students like have these ways of trying to like slip other people in. They're like, yeah, I am practicing for myself and also everyone else in the world. And please understand that, yes, that's the ultimate goal, right? And I'm not saying we shouldn't be doing that. But if all day, every single day, inside your brain, you are saying things along the lines of, you're stupid, you're failing, you're not worthy, you're unlovable, you're not good enough, there is no way you can say something else to anybody else, okay? You have to start with yourself, which is where we're gonna start tonight. And so when we start thinking about right speech, this is now coming from our heart space, okay? The tone of our heart is what sets the tone of our voice. One of the ways I knew I really needed to continue working on myself is listening to myself talk when I sat in traffic. I don't know if anybody else yells out loud in traffic, but I do. And to this day, straight up truth, I still do, right? And every time I do, I think, ooh, I got more work to do, right? I can't help it. I get so irritated. So if you've meditated with me before, you might have heard me say right at the end, you know, I ring a bell at the end. So we've been sitting in silence, time is up, and I go. And right after that bell stops, I try to say, catch the last thought you were thinking, right? Just notice the last thing you were thinking as we're coming out, just so you start to see, right? This is where you start to catch talk to self, okay? Is when you can catch those daydreamy thoughts that our conscious brain doesn't pay attention to. And so I'll give you an example from me, which will be different for each of us, right? Because all of our brains do things in a different way. But for me, I have a very clear, vivid memory of being in meditation one day, feeling like I'm like in my little space, feels really spacious and lovely. The bell rings. And as the bell rings, and you know, you have that moment, the bell rings and you're like, yeah, I did it. So you kind of relax a little bit. And that's when you really drop in that last second. So the bell rings, I'm like, yeah, I did it. And clear as day, I realized the very vision I was having as that bell rang was of a really angry woman yelling. Okay. Now I cannot tell you who it was. I'm assuming it was me. I don't know. I didn't see her face. I don't know what she was saying. There was nobody else that I remember in the picture. So like, but it was very like much the feeling of a daydream. Some story was unfolding in my mind as I drifted off. And the bell rang, and the very last thing I could remember was that angry face. And then, not even an hour later, I'm in line. I'm ordering a sub sandwich, my favorite sub place. And I love them. They're fabulous. It's a great restaurant. They are so slow. I could make 800 sandwiches in the time it takes them to make one sandwich. And I'm like watching the minutes tick by. They're putting one pickle at a time on my sandwich. And I feel like I could feel tangible impatience rolling off my skin. Right? And it was like the easiest association in the world. Got it. Scream at yourself in meditation, scream at somebody else the minute you leave. That's how it works. And so this idea of deep speech has to be first deep listening, because you have to catch what's happening in those voids of meditation. When we drift away, can you pull back with you what you saw or what you heard? And then the next piece is we have to change the tone. We have to change the tone. So we start to add right speech for self. And there's no one thing that I can tell you to say that's going to repair your speech. You have to decide, what do you need to say? Right? I love the phrases of loving kindness because I've worked with them a long time in meditation. And the very first one is, may I be filled with loving kindness. So I say that a lot in my meditation practice. Just silent at the end to myself, may I be filled with loving kindness. Because that feels very tangible to me. But for you, it might be, I am worthy of love. I speak my truth. I offer truth kindly. May I be well and live with ease. You can play with what you need to say to yourself, but the idea is, in these moments of silence, and it doesn't have to be formal. I don't even, you know, so I set a timer when I meditate for however long, let's say 10 minutes, and I just kind of guess, like somewhere in the middle when it pops into my brain, I just start reciting it. And then I just keep going until the bell rings. And sometimes I only recite it once. Sometimes I recite it for what feels like the full 10 minutes. But start to play with adding a phrase or two somewhere in your meditation. Even if you start and then drift away and forget it, you're imbuing yourself with the tone that you want to carry. Right? So we're starting with self so that eventually we can carry that out towards all of our conversations. It's not speech inside only, but all speech at some point. But we'll start with self tonight, yes? So take a moment to uncross your legs if they've already been crossed. You can cross them the other way. Let your hands rest down onto your lap, letting your palms face down. As you feel yourself settling into a somewhat comfortable position, you can let your eyes drift closed. If that feels uncomfortable for you this evening, you can always just take a soft gaze down towards the ground. And together as a group here tonight, let's inhale in. Exhale, big sigh. And we'll do that once more. So inhaling deeply. Exhale, let it go. Allowing your breath just to flow now. Just easy inhales and exhales as you feel yourself just settling in for your practice this today. You might take a moment just to notice the mood you're in right now. You might take a moment to simply say to yourself, now is my time to meditate. Now is my time to meditate. And with that statement, you feel yourself really begin to sit down. Relaxing your hips and your thighs. Gently lifting up and lengthening through the spine so that you feel tall today. The crown of the head stretching up just enough to lengthen the back of your neck. Muscles through the face start to relax. So the forehead smooths and broadens. And the skin around the eyes softens. The jaw, the lips, even the tongue, they all relax. You might gently swallow here just to relax your throat. Make sure you're not holding on to any words or holding on to silence. Perhaps you'll notice the way breath moves across your collarbones, just allowing your collarbones to spread. Shoulders softening down your back. And the chest rises and falls, however it does. Breath by breath, you might find you're able to let go of your belly muscles a little bit. So in these brief moments of meditation, you don't have to be engaged. You can relax your belly completely. And as you feel this balance between being awake and also relaxed, it's here that you'll begin to feel your breath. So for me, as I breathe just inside the nose, I can feel air as it's pulled in. And I can feel air as I breathe out. And you don't have to narrate this experience to yourself. You don't have to describe your breath or explain it. Just see if you can let yourself feel. Breath in. Breath out. Feeling breath in. Feeling breath out. Gradually, we'll settle ourselves into a period of silence. And in this silence, we'll each just do our gentle best to keep feeling the breath. And as we do that, a whole host of other things may happen. Noises from outside will intrude. We'll think thoughts, we'll drift towards sleep, and get lost in a daydream. No matter what happens for you, the moment you notice that you've forgotten the breath, just see if you can come back and feel the next one. That moment of noticing, that's meditation. That's coming back to the present moment. Perhaps there'll be a small piece of awareness that notices what you were thinking or catches some of the words you say to yourself. And always gently noticing and coming back to the breath. these last few minutes. See how it feels to add just a silent repetition of what you most need to hear. If you're not sure, you might start with, "May I be filled with loving kindness. May I be filled with loving kindness. Just taking a moment to notice the very last thought that was going through your head. And with a soft, soft smile, just feeling your breath deep in here so that the inhale can expand your chest and your belly. And the exhale is a subtle letting go. As you feel ready, you can wiggle your fingers, your toes. And we'll bring our palms together in front of the heart like a prayer, bowing the chin down. Taking a moment to simply honor the time that you carved out today to explore stillness, to explore right speech, and to notice what it is you hear when you listen. Thank you guys so much for practicing with me today. It was my honor to be here with each of you. Let's finish with a breath together. Deep inhale in, exhale it all out. Namaste. Guys, as you are taking your time to bring some movement back and shifting around, I just want to add one thing before we wrap up tonight's talk, which is this. When we start to explore the idea of right speech, I think it becomes very easy to somehow secretly get hard on ourselves. So now we're like, oh, well, good meditators don't get angry or talk bad to themselves about themselves. And you catch yourself doing that. I catch myself doing that. And it's very easy to then go, well, I'm a bad meditator, or I need to practice more, or whatever. And as I was recounting the story of seeing the angry face and going to the sub shop, I hope you heard the laughter in my voice. Because if I went home and I was like, oh my God, I shouldn't ever be impatient. I should never lose my patience. That gives me no space for growth, right? When we come down on ourselves in these harsh ways, there's no room for us to grow. So as you're exploring these deeper practices, I just want to invite each of us to hold space for grace and for a little bit of kindness for all of our flaws, because we all have them, right? And we will all have days where we yell at the other driver. We will all have days when we say, like, oh, you know, stupid so-and-so to yourself because you messed something up. And then rather than add the double arrow of, oh, well, now I'm bad at meditation because I did that, just back off. Okay, the graces you noticed, we get to grow from that. Thank y'all. I talked a long time tonight, so there's only about 5 minutes of space at the end of class tonight, but there is always a little bit of space, so you don't have to run out the door if you don't want to. You can, but you can stay and stretch. You can journal, you can digest. I'm up front. If you have questions about tonight's practice, please, please come chat with me. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Mindful Minute. You can learn more about me by visiting merylarnett.com. For bonus meditations, tips, and a little bit of baby spam, follow me on Instagram at merylarnett.